Blog Talk Radio.
Hey Angels, how are you? And welcome to our Mastermind show this morning. And I was thinking, I go, wow, you know, I've got a lot more people and I just got to, you know, to really, really work with them. And I go, am I working at my highest potential? And am I doing the best I can do? And that's a question I'm going to ask myself every day, right? Because we get bogged down by thoughts and feelings and emotions from what's gone on in the past or what's wrong with life instead of saying, hey, what's right with it? So I'm going to share with you. I made a commitment to myself just now. I go, you know what? I'm going to work at the best I can. And a lot of times I think I do, and I probably could push it a little more. So I make it a commitment to myself to push it a little more. So because, you know, you want to enjoy your life, and I want to try to, and not try, but do, live every day with leaving nothing on the table, right? And I think that's so important. So that's my goal to myself that I'm making. And what's your goal? What kind of goal are you making with yourself? You know, and what do you want to create in your own life? And so that's something that I'm realizing. I mean, I know it, but it's just like really consciously making that decision every day, right? I'm going to live the best and do the best I can to live with joy and love and leaving nothing on the table in business and personal in every relationship I have, including myself. So what is your goal? What is your dream? What do you want to make happen? You know, I know we've each got things that we want to create, and then we just lose sight of them, I think, we stop trying as hard, or we stop believing, and you know, and sometimes reaching the goal is not as important as the person we become as we do the goal, you know, too, as well. So that's something that I realize, and you know, and what kind of person am I becoming, and what kind of potential am I? Am I reaching today? Am I reaching my full potential? And am I growing? Because if I'm not growing, there's no such thing as growing or not growing. You're either growing or you're not. And I say that to myself, I'm either growing or I'm not. So I'm going to reach my full potential. I've got some great people around me, which I'm so lucky to have. And so that's what I'm doing. And I invite everybody to do that with me. You know, I met a guy this week. He's wanting to become a coach, and he's 32 years old. He goes, Tree, I just want to help people. And I got to tell you, this gentleman was really incredible when I met him. You know, I don't know if any of you guys have tried Orange Theory, but it's an amazing facility. They're going worldwide now, and I just had my third-year anniversary, and it's really helped me get into shape and believe that I am so much more than I originally thought I was. You guys ever had that moment? And I was talking to him, and I said, you know, it wasn't about losing weight for me. It was just about getting really healthy, and losing weight was I did. But now it's about a lifestyle. Working out, keeping healthy is super important to me. And he said, yeah, it is to me too. He said, it's a lifestyle. So, you know, change your lifestyle, and if you want to be more and realize who you really are. And I invite all you guys to do that. And I try to do personal development every morning, and I do. But today I said, you know what? I got to reach my potential in every area, physical, spiritual, and emotional. So, you know, I invite you guys who are listening now or are going to listen to it later, say, God, help me reach my potential today, or whoever you believe, higher power, higher part of myself, help me live and be the best I can be today in every relationship in my life. Maybe just take it day by day. That's what I'm going to do. And Holy Spirit or angels or God or a higher self, show me where I need to work today, what I need to be and what I need to work on. And sometimes we think that's with other people, but maybe it's with ourselves, you know? And so that's something that I invite all you guys to do, because I'm going to do it. So just know that I'm out there with you. I'm out there doing it, and I'm out there enjoying my life, okay? Hopefully, but I think I am. And then let's see what shows up for us, right? I'm going, you know, on a spiritual level, I want to do some things. And do you ever get afraid? I know I do. And so I'm going to say right now, I'm not going to ask for the fear to be released. I'm just going to ask the courage to work through the fears and be all I can be. And so that's what I invite you guys to do as well. I tell you something that really has helped me. I met a couple of great people this week, and have a great people around me. But there was a guy, and I'm gonna have him on the show. You guys, he's really wonderful. But he wants to be a life and spiritual coach, and or you know, coaching in general. But he's 6'2", or 6'3", sorry, maybe 6'4". He's a big, tall dude. He just moved here from New York to live with his girlfriend. He's such a sweet soul. And he goes, Tree, will you jump with me? Because I'm at Orange Theory. I said, sure. I want to see how high he could jump, right? He's 6'3", 6'4". He probably could go to the ceiling. And I was like, you jump with me. So we were jumping. And I got to tell you, man, when I jumped about 3 or 4 times, it made me just feel amazing. And he says, I heard that on Dr. Oz. I'm like, well, who knew? Dr. Oz out there jumping on stage, right? And you know, stand in your house and just, maybe you won't jump high. But I got to tell you, what it does is it gets the blood pumping. And you go, Tree, I don't have time. You have time to jump once or twice. I promise you, you do. And you say, well, I'm going to feel stupid. That's what you're really saying. And I get you, but try it. Trust me, it won't matter, okay? And if you're by yourself or you're, you know, with your husband or you're with your kids, just try it once or twice. I'm going to invite you to do that because it made a difference. So now I'm like, huh, I played volleyball the other day. I go, maybe I can try it. This will help me, you know, with jumping. And it did. Can I jump as tall as high as him? No, but I tell you what I can do. I can jump higher than I ever have. And I don't care what I look like, because at the end of the day, I'm going to remember the great fun I had playing volleyball or whatever, or the great fun I had jumping with kids, you know, and then not doing it. What would people think? I look like an idiot. And sometimes I think like that. That's called fear, but just have courage to work through it. Or maybe you got a tough day at the office, right? I know I've got a really long day today. I have a friend of mine here, you know, who's got some stuff on the table, and I'm, you know, I agree to come. You know, she's got some stuff on the table. It's just like, that. And she needs her friends now, and I'm going to be the friend that shows up, right? And I'm excited about the opportunity to be that for her. And I'm exercising also because I need to be the best I can be, and jumping up and down a couple times will help me be that, you know. Anyway, I'm laughing a little bit, but try it, you guys. You got a tough meeting at the office. Just get out of bed. Put your bra on if you're a woman, because that will be better to jump. And just teasing. And then jump up and down. Trust me, it works. Anyway, and then just say, hey, help me be the best I can be in every relationship I have today, including myself. And what do I need to be? What do I need to say? And what do I need to do? And boy, when you do that, miracles happen. So that's what I do know. And meditation. You can do a little meditation, breathe in and out, and say that to yourself, to God, to Holy Spirit. And you say, Holy Spirit, which is the liaison between you and the, a lot of times the causal plane, the angels, the, you know, God, your higher self, and just say, hey, be a part of every relationship I have. And say, I need a miracle today. That's all you have to do. And isn't that cool? And then just say, and one of the miracles is maybe align your emotions with your desires. Okay, because when you put the emotion with the desire, like I'd like to have a convertible, and I'm going convertible shopping today. I've been doing that. And when you do that, that's when miracles really, really, really do happen. Okay? And because the desires and the emotions are aligned, and you tap into a higher power other than the day, yourself, the higher part of yourself and the angels, and then that's when you get what you're looking for. Because the universe always responds to what you're feeling, not what you're saying, okay? So if you make an extra effort, or you make it just to make it what I told you about, be a part of every relationship, I need a miracle, and thank you for being here and show me what to do today. There you go. That sets your vibration higher, doesn't it? And I like that, and to do. So that's my goal for today. And what's yours? And are you excited about just being here and starting your day? And I know my friend is here, and I love her, and I want her to tell what her goals are, or what her. Did you like what I said? I thought that would apply to you too, as well, Miss Tisha.
Yeah, I did. I did a different venue though. I did swing. I go on the swing, and I do that all the time. I don't jump, but I go on my playground swing, and I swing with music on, and it's a bit of immaturity and a bit of happiness though. But afterwards, I feel so good because I love to swing.
I hear you. Just moving your body a little bit, you know, and some people, I can't go running, you can't do this. Well, you know, we can do CrossFit in Orange Theory, but it just takes 2 or 3 minutes just to jump. Well, for me, you know, not 2 or 3 mm-hmm. minutes, but to swing and to do what you do. But, yeah, get your body moving. And then mm-hmm. I know you had a real miracle the other day with you and your higher power. I know you work with God. And that was when you went out hiking, right, and got by yourself. Mm-hmm. And you live in a beautiful part of the world. She lives in the Northeast, and it's still pretty warm up in the New York area and in New Jersey area. So how did you come to that? Did you just start walking and felt energy or felt joy?
I just walked and I said, this is going to be, I never meditate. I'm trying to learn how to meditate and just be. It's really hard for me to do. So for my only goal was to be about me on the hike, and I made it about me and just everything. And it was just very peaceful and beautiful, and then two paths, and I just kind of said to myself, this is the path of non-fear and this is the path of fear. Which one am I going to take? Because the one that was of non-fear, I knew that it was going to lead out to the hiking trail. Sometimes hiking by yourself can be a little scary, and especially when you don't know where you're going. And this other one was, I didn't know where I was going. And so I guess it was like a metaphor, I guess. And I marched through the other path not knowing where I was going. And it led me out to the same place, but only it was longer, and it was safe, and it was fine.
Well, good for you. I think that's wonderful. So let me ask you a question. And Emily, let you go because I know you got a lot to do, and I'm going to give you a call too as soon as I walk the dogs, you know that. But you, when you did that, you called me and told me about it. But I got to tell you, you guys, Tisha is going through some changes in some real difficult times and some real good times and some real challenging times. But she goes, I got to tell you, being strong and getting that finding that power within me or in God within me, and I think it was God, you call it whatever you want, and it has given you strength to make some decisions and to be something that you have not been until recently. Correct? Right? I don't know how to say it. Do you say it better?
No, I mean, I think that I could be all over the place sometimes and not focused because there's so many variables in my life. And I think more so than the average person, or maybe just because I'm a mom. So there's a lot of variables in my life and responsibilities that keep me confused and conflicted as opposed to if it was only going to be about myself. And then there's a lot of changes in the industry that I chose. So I just, right now, just think that it can't get any worse. So either I could fall apart or just stay strong and believe in God. And I'm choosing to be in God because I definitely am not a person to fall apart.
No.
So there's
I told her the other day, she got a little sprained ankle, but not broken.
Yeah. You know, it is what it is. But I believe in, I believe no matter what. And, you know, it's funny because sometimes things happen, like me crashing my car and things like that. And I think, oh, my own worst enemy. I am my own worst enemy. You know, and that stuff happens maybe because I'm exhausted. I'm not focused. You know, there's things going on, but I'm like, well, you know, I could take two roads, like, and say, well, you know, thank God it wasn't worse than what it was, or, you know, try to really change and focus and get my act together, I guess, in a way, you know. But I think no matter what, I could be in the best time of my life or the worst time of my life. I think I would have crashed my car anyway. I just think it's who I am.
You got to remember, she started driving about a little over a year ago, maybe 2 years now. Oh, good. You're making up. Yeah, so
I just
started driving.
Like
I think I have bad judgment when it comes to driving, you know. I just think it's a judgment thing for me. Maybe it's a perception, you know, perception problem. But, I could have taken the road and said, well, why, God, are you doing this to me? Why? You know, and part of me wanted to. Part of me wanted to punch the air, you know. And then the other part of me is like, even if I was on top of the world, I always crash my car. It's just who I am. It's just who I am, you know?
Ah, oh, Keisha, you know, and she told me I don't really care about cars. I'm a car person. I love fast cars. So
no, I can't
anyway,
stand
I get
driving
you.
Around this car. So you know, I have to go and to insurance and put in a report with the police. I've just been lazy and negligent on that part. But I have to go.
I
got to fix this car. It looks terrible. Now I'm becoming a little more of a car person.
Well, yeah, there you go. Because I get you. I hear you about accidents too, because I had one where somebody hit and sideswiped me. It's like, are you kidding me? They didn't stop, right? And I was like, who does that? But you know, it's taught me. It's like, what's important, really? You know, and like you said, what's important? I'm still standing. I'm still driving.
Well, I just think that God is making me face my worst fears right now to make me move on. You know, because some of the stuff
wow.
you know what's going on is there, whether I was with anyone or not. It's there, you know. It's my worst fear.
So you clean up.
And
yeah,
I'm still standing, right? I'm still
You're
juggling.
Still standing
I'm still managing. So I just think God is letting me see the worst case scenario.
Well, Keisha, what a wise statement. Do you know? So good for you. Wow. Wow.
I mean, that
wow.
is. You know what my biggest fear was? And it's here.
Yeah, I know. I got you. I hear you. All right, my sweet friend. I will call you in a little bit. Do you have anything else you want to add before I'm going to close the show? And when you're done, do you have anything
no,
else you want to say?
You know. No, I want to talk
Hang
to
in
you.
There, right? Okay. All right, I'm going to call you. Let me take the dogs out, and I'll give you a call back. I love you, my friend. I love all you guys who are listening, and who will download
what
it later.
We spoke
download
about
it
yesterday.
Later.
Just while you take your dogs out, just keep me a little going, juice going. What we spoke about yesterday is still the same?
Still the same. Okay. So there you go.
Okay.
All right, guys. I'll
Alrighty.
Talk to you soon. Atisha, I'm going to call you back and
have
let me get
one.
My dogs walked in. And everybody else have a good one. We love you. Tisha loves you. She says God's creating the opportunities for her to clean her fears up and have courage. Oh, how sweet is that? Anyway,
mm-hmm.
I get you. I feel you because I've had to do the same thing. All right, everybody, have a great
Thank
now.
You.
We will see you. I think Victoria doesn't know this yet, so shush. But her show is going to be on Saturday late afternoon, early evening. She's going to do some free... what were you in a past life? All right, so anybody's listening now, go to facebook.com/angelcoaches. I'm putting a video up about it and a couple other things, and you guys will get to see for yourself. She is amazing. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great night, as I said, and we will see you Saturday. Bye, everybody. Bye, Angel.
Bye.